Ready to roll. I love this title. Let's Roll MPS is a 5.5 mile group bicycle ride that celebrates National Bike to School Day on Wednesday, May 8th. And joining us this morning, Jenny Borden, the Active Living Coordinator with Minneapolis Public Schools. Good morning, Jenny. What is MPS doing for National Bike to School Day?
Good morning, Chantel. Good morning, Freddie. Thank you so much for having me on this morning to share some of the exciting things that are coming up in May. So National Bike to School Day, it's a national event. It's on Wednesday, May 8th, so 2 weeks away. And in Minneapolis Public Schools, we always celebrate it as Bike, Walk, and Roll to School Day. So there's a couple things going on that day, but in the morning, it's really pretty simple to participate. On May 8th, walk to school or bike to school. There's a national website where schools can sign up to participate. It's walkbiketoschool.org. And so Minneapolis Public Schools have been signing up and making their plans. It will look a little different at each school. Things that schools do, they host events as kids arrive. So maybe there's stickers, or we even have a bike blender where schools, it's a stationary bike that you hop on it and you pedal and you can make a smoothie. Some schools will organize meetup points, so that's super fun, away from the school where kids and families will walk and bike together. So right now, schools are still signing up and organizing their morning events for the day.
I like it. What's the overall idea of these activities to walk, to bike, to run?
Thank you. They sort of fall under this umbrella that's a national movement. It's called Safe Routes to School. So in the name, part of it is safety, you know, changing the streets, changing, making, you know, the infrastructure safe, especially from speeding cars, but also bringing people together to make it safe for kids, to look out for kids. So it's health, it's joy, it's community connections.
What will participants get if they actually register for the event?
So schools register, and then they get a lot of resources to help them plan the events. And then here in Minnesota, so anybody across the state, our state will send you a packet of, like, banners and stickers. Mm-hmm. And then when schools also register at that national site in Minneapolis Public Schools, we send additional resources that they can use for prize packs. I think there's a really nice bike lock in our prize packs this year, and other just kind of fun resources that the kids like when they arrive to school.
Aww. Jenny Borden is talking about Let's Roll MPS, and this is happening May 8th. So tell us, what's the route? First of all, what's the route? Do students need to have their own bike to participate, or do you have bikes provided?
Yeah, so this is the afternoon event, and this is kind of the biggie. So because it is Bike to School Day, we want to do something bikes. And so the Let's Roll is this big, that same afternoon, Wednesday, May 8th, is a big group bicycle ride. And so we've been doing this since 2016. It was our first one that we started at the Davis Center. Mm-hmm. This one will start at the Nutrition Center. So it's a slow-paced group bicycle ride. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons for it is that we're celebrating our school bike efforts. So Minneapolis Public Schools, supported by our many partners and friends, we have this goal that every fourth and fifth grader at school, so at their Minneapolis Public Schools school, get an opportunity to ride bikes during the school day. So some kids in fourth and fifth grade don't know how to ride, so they learn how to ride, and then they learn the rules of the road and actually go off campus and bike around their school and learn how to safely navigate their neighborhood by bike. So that's a huge shout out to PE teachers. They work on this all year. So kids right now are working on that. And since it got nice, since April, really, PE teachers mainly, but it's also classroom teachers and after school and summer, but during the school day. So those guys have been working on it. Now, May 8th in the afternoon, they're going to bike over with their school groups from their different schools. So there's a bunch of different schools. They're biking over to the Nutrition Center at 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. That's where it starts, on Plymouth, 812 Plymouth. And everybody else is invited, too. So if you're coming as a community guest, you would need your own bike and your own helmet. But if you're in one of those schools, there's equipment that travels to the school to give the kids time to get ready for the event and then bike over with their schools. And that, does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Then once you get there, there's even more. So
it makes sense. I was going to ask, is our community members invited? Because Freddie said he wanted to come over and roll.
Oh, are you kidding? That would be wonderful. So yes, there's a couple ways that community members can really help us. So one is show up at 2 p.m. on your bicycle, wearing your helmet. We'll have extra helmets, but wearing your helmet. Of course, we're going to wear helmets on our ride. Mm-hmm. And just join us. So we'll all take off together. But now picture it. There's going to be maybe 100, maybe 200 of us biking through the city. A lot of us are fourth and fifth graders. Mm-hmm. So another thing that you can do is just on May 8th, between 2 and 4, especially in North Minneapolis, drive carefully, watch for us. And then even further, you can come out on Plymouth Avenue from the Nutrition Center to Theater Worth between like 2:15 and 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And we will be going by on that bike lane. So you could just come out at that time and cheer for us. Yesterday we flyered all the businesses, invited everybody to come out. And I really hope our kids and the group have some people out there rooting us on.
That's good. It sounds like it's going to be a good time. Where can people find out more information? And finally, what is MPS Kids Go Everywhere? Tell us about that.
Oh, goodness. Okay. I'll give you both of those really quick. So MPS Kids Go Everywhere is we're making a poster of the city, and we're going to print these and have them for back to school. So if you know an MPS student, maybe your kid or your friend or your niece or nephew, kindergarten through grade 12, they can draw a black and white simple drawing of their favorite place to go in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. They send those in to us, and we're putting them all together on a map of the city. So both the MPS Kids Go Everywhere and the Let's Roll, you can find information at our website, so I will give that to you now. It's MPS, or let me just say it out, MP Schools, so SCHOOLS.org, and then /SafeRoutes, so SAFE-ROUTES. And it's all there, the things that I said. You can find more information about the Let's Roll and the MPS Kids Go Everywhere project.
Sounds good. Well, Jenny, it's always a pleasure. Jenny Borden, Active Living Coordinator with Minneapolis Public Schools. Again, that website is mpsschools.org. Let's Roll MPS is May 8th. You say it starts, you have a morning route, but then the actual bike route ride starts at 2 p.m.? Did I get that right?
Yes, the bike ride. So everybody at their schools are doing different things in the morning. Okay. In the afternoon, 2 p.m. at the Nutrition Center, 812 Plymouth, is where you show up.
All right. Sounds good. Freddie Bell will be there. And I'll be cheering them on the side.
Yeah, great. Thank you. That's what we need. We love the cheers.
Freddie's looking like I'm committed now. I don't think he really was good.
Hey, Freddie will be there.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you, Jenny.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Let's roll.
Sounds like it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it does. When they first came on to talk about it, like you said, they've been doing this since 2016.